This is the job evaluation grading and validation policy for Tayside contracts. Following the implementation of single status on the 1st of July 2008 and the subsequent conclusion of the single status job evaluation appeals process, this policy will now be used to grade new and revised jobs. In order to maintain the integrity of Tayside Contracts pay and grading structure, the evaluation of jobs and any subsequent change of grade will be determined using the Scottish Council's Job Evaluation Scheme. This policy sets out Tayside Contracts' approach to ensuring consistency in the evaluation of new jobs and the re-evaluation of existing jobs. Management-initiated evaluations and re-evaluations, as well as personal job re-evaluation requests by employees, will be considered and processed using the procedure about to be highlighted. This policy applies to all employees working at all levels and grades within Tayside Contracts, with the exception of chief officers. All newly created permanent and temporary jobs must be evaluated and the new grade validated prior to the job being advertised. When deciding how best to fill a job, managers should ensure that all duties and responsibilities within the relevant team are distributed to bring about the most effective and efficient method of working, giving due consideration to the impact on service provision and other team members. As a starting point, the manager should draft a job description and person specification in consultation with the HR manager, and then follow the job evaluation grading and validation procedure. Managers should note that validation of a grade by the CMT does not constitute approval to add a new post to the establishment. Establishment changes can only be implemented in accordance with Tayside Contracts' Establishment Control and Vacancy Management Policy. The re-evaluation of an existing job can be requested by an employee or a senior manager when all of the following criteria are met. 1. The job content has changed significantly, which affects the demand and/or responsibility for employees, services, financial resources, working environment, planning and organising, skills and experience required, etc., and is anticipated to be permanent for the life of the job. Please note an increase in the volume of work, for example, more work of a similar nature, is a resource issue and does not justify the re-evaluation of the job. 2. The employee has been in the post for at least 12 months. 3. The employee has not submitted a re-evaluation request during the past 12 months. 4. The job is not or is not anticipated to be part of a management review of the division, the unit or the section within the 6 months following submission of a request, which may have impact on duties or responsibilities of that job. 5. If there is a division, unit or section review which impacts on the job which takes longer than 6 months to conclude, the employee may be eligible for a temporary re-evaluation of their job pending the conclusion of the review. A senior manager who wishes to pursue a re-evaluation of an existing job on behalf of an employee or group of employees should do the following. 1. Consult with the employee or employees and agree how the role has changed in relation to the duties and responsibilities of the post. 2. Revise the job description and person specification in consultation with the employee and HR manager. 3. Follow the job evaluation grading and validation procedure. An employee or group of employees who wish to pursue a personal re-evaluation of their job or jobs should do the following. 1. Request a personal re-evaluation request pro forma and a copy of their job description and person specification from the HR admin team, and complete the relevant section of the personal re-evaluation request pro forma and make any proposed changes to the job description or person specification through discussion with their line manager. 2. The line manager should then complete their section of the pro forma and pass the completed pro forma and revised job description and person specification to their head of unit within 21 calendar days of the personal re-evaluation request pro forma being issued to the employee. 3. Should the head of unit consider that there are no grounds for a re-evaluation or amendments to the job description and or person specification following consultation with the HR manager, will inform the employee in writing of this decision within 14 calendar days of receipt of the completed pro forma. 4. Should the head of unit consider that there are grounds for a re-evaluation, the completed personal re-evaluation request pro forma should be sent along with the revised job description and person specification to the HR manager within 14 calendar days of receipt of the completed pro forma. 5. On receipt of the completed personal re-evaluation request and revised job description and person specification, the HR manager may require further information in order to conduct a re-evaluation. This will be through the employee and line manager and/or head of unit being asked to complete a questionnaire, or by the HR manager arranging a meeting with the employee or representative of a group of employees and their manager and/or head of unit. The employee will have the right to be represented at the meeting by a trade union representative or accompanied by a work colleague. 6. The job evaluation grading and validation procedure will then be applied to determine any changes to the evaluation of the job. 7. The employee will be advised in writing by the HR manager of the outcome of their personal re-evaluation request within 28 calendar days of the HR manager receiving the completed personal re-evaluation request pro forma and revised job description and person specification. This is the job evaluation grading and validation procedure. Step 1. Unit head forwards the new or revised job description and/or person specification along with the complete job evaluation questionnaire, if that's required, to the HR manager and request that it be evaluated. Step 2. The HR manager sets up an evaluation meeting with the unit head and the employee, if required, and evaluates the new or revised job description using the job evaluation scheme. Step 3. The revised job description and/or person specification, factor levels, and proposed grade are forwarded to members of the corporate management team, along with a justification for each factor level and an illustration of how the new or revised job features in the context of the current grade rank order of existing jobs. Should there be any disagreement over the proposed grade or scoring of any specific factor between the unit head and the HR manager, this will be highlighted to the CMT. Step 4. Each CMT member advises the HR manager by email whether they're in agreement with the proposed factor levels and the resulting grade. The CMT member may request further information from the HR manager prior to confirming their agreement or otherwise. Step 5A, unanimous agreement of CMT members. Where all CMT members have confirmed by email that they're all in agreement with the evaluation outcomes, the HR manager will advise all CMT members that the new grade has been confirmed. Step 5B, no unanimous agreement among CMT members. Should any CMT member not be in agreement with the evaluation outcomes, the HR manager will arrange a CMT grading validation meeting, chaired by the managing director, to discuss those factor levels where agreement has not been reached by all CMT members. The HR manager will attend this meeting to provide further details and explanation of the rationale behind the evaluation of the specific factors in question. The relevant unit head may also be required to attend the meeting. In the event of no unanimous agreement among CMT members at the grading panel, the managing director's decision will be final. Step 6. This is for grades 8 and above only. The HR manager will forward a short report, including costings, to the proper officer to seek agreement to the new or revised grade. Step 7. The unit head is notified of the CMT validated grade for the job by the HR manager. The effective date of a revised grade will normally be the first of the month following the CMT validation confirming the revised grade. However, each regrading will be considered on its own specific merits, and a backdated regrading may be authorised with the approval of the managing director and, if required, the proper officer. Should an employee be dissatisfied with the effective date for the regrading of their job, they have the right to appeal against this decision. This is the right of appeal. Should an employee wish to appeal against the outcome of their personal re-evaluation request or the effective date of regrading, they should do so in writing to the managing director within 14 calendar days of receipt of the written outcome of their initial personal re-evaluation request. The managing director or nominated senior manager will chair an appeal hearing, which will also be attended by the HR manager or nominated representative. The employee will be invited to attend the meeting to put their case forward and has the right to be represented by a trade union representative or accompanied at the meeting by a workplace colleague. The decision of the managing director at the appeal hearing will be final, and there'll be no other internal avenues of appeal. The job evaluation grading and validation policy links to the following policies, which can be accessed on the intranet or requested from your line manager or from the HR admin team. And they are the equal pay policy and the equality and diversity policy. The job evaluation grading and validation policy will be reviewed annually. Should you have any queries or require further clarification regarding any aspects of this policy or related policies, please contact HR services on the following number. It's 01382 812 721. 01382 812 721. Or employment.policies@tayside-contracts.co.uk.